Hello, everyone. This is Jerry Pippin, and welcome to the Chrissy Blaze Horoscope Show. Chrissy, how are things in California?
Oh, they're very good here, Jerry. I must say, with 85 degrees temperatures, how can we complain?
Well, that's better than what it is here. The temperature, however, wasn't that bad. It was near 70.
Oh, that's nice.
And the sun was shining. Let's talk about April coming up here. You have a newsletter that you put out, and you do general horoscopes, and you also, I understand that you do regular horoscopes for people on a fee basis too, right?
I do that, yes. I do personal consultations, which I put on CD or a cassette. Most people have CD now. I also do a horoscope column for a couple of magazines, and of course I do your horoscope show.
And yeah, on my you're a busy person.
Yeah, on my website I have an in-depth monthly horoscope section. But what I thought I'd do now is, instead of the in-depth ones, I just do a quick taste of what's coming up in April.
For each sign?
For each sign, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So what sign will we start with?
Well, we start with Aries. That's my sign, but it's not the reason. It's because it's the first one.
Are you sure it's not the reason?
No, honestly, it's not the reason.
Okay, I was married to an Aries once, so tell me what's
they say
in
once,
store for Aries.
Once is enough, right?
Well, bless her heart, she's gone on, but anyway.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, I'm married to an Aries too, actually. So.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, we stick together.
Is that compatible to Aries? I imagine it is.
Yeah, the only ones that really understand us, you know.
No, yeah, right.
Just kidding. So I'll zip through. We're actually in the sign of Aries now. April is kind of good news for Aries. It's a very busy month. There's three planets in the sign of Aries. So what this means for Aries and everybody else too is that it's going to be a busy month. And it's a very good time for all the signs, actually, especially Aries, to begin new things, especially around the time of the new moon on April the 5th, because the new moon is in Aries. And so if you're thinking, anyone out there is thinking to start something new, a new business, a new project, then around the time of April the 5th is a very good time.
Interesting.
But for Aries especially, with Venus entering your sign on the 6th, it's a good time to try a different look, to be assertive, and you'll be sort of even more charming and magnetic than usual around this time, and people will smile upon you. But, you know, good things don't last forever, and it's best to be careful around April the 10th. It's a bit of a difficult time as far as being misunderstood is concerned, and Aries know all about that. But between April the 17th and the 20th is a very good time for finances. So that's Aries.
You mean not to eat?
Pardon?
What did you say? A good time for famine?
A good time for finances.
Oh, okay.
It's a good time for your finances to get strengthened.
You have me.
Yes, my accent.
Have me going here for a minute.
Just my accent.
Okay, what's the next sign after Aries?
Taurus. This is a good time for planning, April. You feel you're not quite ready to act on something yet. There's more preparation to do. And you want to sort of reflect on things before you actually start things, even though I said previously a good time to start is around the time of April the 5th. But for Taurus, you need to spend a little bit more time on it. You can be a little bit stubborn by nature, and you're not inclined to forgive and forget. But now, in April, it's up to you to be prepared to make the peace, or what is a small disagreement could turn into a full-scale war if you don't do that. So I would advise you to use your charm, which you have a lot of, and others will come round to your way of thinking if you do that.
In other words, don't be too confrontational.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and then the next sign.
Gemini. Is a mercurial, it's a mercury-ruled air sign. So because of that, they love ideas, projects, discussion, this type of thing. Sometimes, though, you can waste time with endless projects and ideas that seem to go nowhere. And as April begins, you have to watch out for that and watch out for spreading yourself too thin, because that can happen. But from April the 17th is a great time to work on your ideas, and the best days in April for you are April the 16th to the 18th with a Mercury-Sun connection. What that means is that is an excellent time to iron out any difficulties in your life and bring about solutions. So after that's Cancer, the wonderful sign of Cancer. The month begins on a high stress note, I have to say. Life seems to be pushing you along faster than you want. You hate to be pushed, Cancers out there. And you like things to move slowly, one sideways step at a time. Remember, Cancer is ruled by the crab, and you kind of feel as if you're in the middle of a storm, and you're holding on grimly while the wind lashes around you. But don't worry, it's not as bad as you might think. So what should you do? Well, I would say tread carefully, but don't do nothing. What you should do is seek counsel from wise friends or family members, people you can trust. And it could be that you're meant to move on from something or someone, and the winds of change are trying to blow you on despite your resistance. So watch out for opportunities that come out of the blue.
So the Cancer sign, they don't like rapid change, huh?
No, they don't. They like to be in control, and they like to do things slowly, one step at a time. What sign are you again, Jerry?
I'm Sagittarius.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
We'll get to that in a little bit, I'm sure. I imagine what's next, Leo?
Yeah, Leo. Oh, you're good. Leos, expect the unexpected during the first 10 days of April, with Jupiter and Uranus traveling happily together, triggering unexpected events and situations related to your everyday work and any shared resources that you have, like things that you share with your spouse or a partner, this type of thing. Several things could be happening in April. You might find that your responsibilities increase, and yet at the same time, you are receiving unexpected help from other people, so that's good. April the 19th to the 21st, the sun enters Taurus around this time, and there's also a full moon coming up on the 20th. What does this mean for you? Well, you may seem to be at peace in the public eye, but strong feelings are brewing inside that could boil over. And there's a bit of a tug of war going on between your career and your home life. And one solution might be that you decide to work from home or something like that. But towards the end of the month is a playful, romantic time. And if you're single, this could be a good time for romance.
Aha. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, and then after Leo.
Virgo. Well, after a long dose of hard work and some possible power struggles at the beginning of April, the rest of the month indicates a rather pleasant time. But
tough beginning, though, huh?
Yeah, around April the 2nd especially. But it's not time to just sit back and do nothing. Not that Virgos ever do that. It's a good time to deal with things like, and it seems obvious to say this, with your taxes, with finances, this type of thing, the first half of the month. The new moon in Aries that I talked about earlier on April the 5th indicates some good fortune around the time of finances. Perhaps you get a nice tax rebate or something. But April the 17th, you might start to think about holidays, vacations. And if you're thinking of one, it's a very good time to plan around the 17th of April. If you're single, an important relationship could be on the cards, second half of April. And there could be a partnership coming up, either a romantic one or a business partnership. Certainly you're dealing with someone on a close connection going on there.
Well, it's not too bad.
Not too bad.
If they get past the second, they got it made.
Yeah, just got to get past those first 2 days.
Be a good day to sleep all day.
Yeah, that's right.
What's next?
Libra. Well, you probably know that Libra is regarded as the sign of relationships, and it's true that Librans can be excellent at establishing relationships and finding common ground and mediating, but strangely enough, they're often shy of long-term commitments. But I will say that relationships are on your mind, Libra, in April, and there are opportunities around the time of the new moon for important relationships. But as well as this, this is also a breakthrough month with the public. So if you are in a position where you deal with the public, like, for example, if you work in sales or customer service or something like that, or as Jerry does in the media, you could now have spectacular results.
Well, it's too bad I'm not a Libra.
Yeah, I know. Well, we're getting on to Sagittarius soon, so.
Yeah, now we're talking about Scorpios next, I take it.
Yes. April begins with Scorpio's ruler, which is the planet Pluto. Not that, mind you, astronomers say it's not a planet now, but astrologers still regard it as very important. It's going retrograde on April the 2nd. So what does that mean? Well, what it means for Scorpio is that there is the possibility of power struggles. Also, if they're involved in any plans for change, such as a new job or relocation, this may have to be rethought out and adjustments made. What was previously thought to be a smooth change or an easy fix has some more subtle layers that need to be addressed before any major changes can take place and before projects can move forward. So although there may be some adjustments to be made in Scorpio's life in April, in the long term, these changes are for the better, and so they should be open to them when they come.
Just something to pay attention to. Take care of details.
Yeah, you're summing it up in a few words there, Jerry. Yeah, and also be open to a new job opportunity. Now we're coming on to the really important sign, that's Sagittarius.
Well, of course.
Right? Jerry?
That's me.
The new moon, again, features strongly in the sign of Sagittarius on April the 5th, and it could bring new people into your life. Creatively, if you have had an idea, Jerry, or all Sagittarians, for like a book or a manuscript or a project to do with the radio or anything creative, languishing in the back of your mind somewhere, now is the time to take it out, dust it off, and promote it. So remember that, April the 5th.
April 5th.
Yeah.
I'll write that down.
Okay, and as well as that, as well as new opportunities for creativity, it's also a romantic time. And if you are single, you can find new romance around this time.
The rest of the month, pretty smooth sailing?
You may be traveling with someone after April the 6th. It's a good time also, this is good for you, Jerry, it's a good time for communication. So,
maybe people will understand what I'm putting out these
yeah.
days.
Yeah, you can really promote that. But there may be something that comes up from the past, such as a long-lost friend or even like a precious memory of a person that you remember, or someone you think you recognize, or something you think you recognize from the past, or even, if you believe in this, from a past life.
Okay.
So Sagittarius, we're going on to Capricorn. Just three more. Capricorns, again, like Virgos, have been very busy. But believe me, April is going to be even busier, especially with regards to your home. There's a lot going on here with people coming and going, jobs to do around the home. It might be that you're planning redecoration or improvements, which require quite a bit of upheaval, but the end result will be worth the effort. It's also a good time to decorate or even add an addition to your home. And also, as well as being a good time for the home, it's also a good time to spend on spiritual practices, things like meditation, prayer, reflection, and all these types of activities that help you to refresh yourself and strengthen yourself.
Well, Chrissy Blaze, we've got a couple of more to go.
Okay,
here.
Aquarius, a fire is being lit in your life in April. There's no time to rest. It's kind of a busy month for everybody, actually, Jerry. And there's no time to unwind. It's all go, go, go for Aquarians especially, but they will enjoy it. April the 2nd, that's this pivotal day that keeps coming up, right?
Mercury, yes, it does.
Yes, it does. Mercury is entering Aries, and it affects you because it's in Aquarius. It's in the Aquarius house of communication and travel, and it just means that you'll be running a lot of errands, chatting to people more than usual, making plans. If you're a writer, this is a really great time to get some work done, and short trips, that kind of thing.
And finally
Pisces, money and finances are the focus. It's a good time to seek new and perhaps even unusual ways of making money, especially around the time of the new moon. feel excited about an opportunity that comes your way, but be careful that it's not a get-rich-quick scheme, because if it looks too good to be true, it probably is. But overall, the planets are aligned to help bring more abundance into the life of Pisces.
Well, Chrissy, we've covered the general signs. We're going to get specific when we come back from the break.
Okay.
A lot of people have contacted us, want to know about specific questions, and we'll get to that part of the show next.
Okay.
So don't go away.
Okay.
We're going to go to the commercial with a little bit of April Love. Probably people remember this song by Pat Boone.
Very young, every star's a wishing star that shines for you. April love is all the seven wonders.
The Elvis Presley Show. Collector's item thought to be extinct until recently. Now, all 13 hours of this famous worldwide radio broadcast series, produced in the 70s by rock and roll legend Ron Jacobs from Watermark Productions and heard around the world and hosted by Wink Martindale, is now available on CD. Hear the complete story, from the cradle to the grave, Elvis Presley. He was truly the king of rock and roll. The Elvis Presley Story is a collector's item with all of the music and the people who made Elvis the king of rock and roll. Order now. Limited time discount price, $39.95 plus $5.95 shipping. Don't miss the Elvis Presley Story, available to you exclusively through this radio offer. Order now the Elvis Presley Story. Hurry, supply is limited.
Is your lover.
Chrissy, this is our favorite part of the horoscope show when we get to the people who listen to the show and correspond with us. We have several emails, I know.
Yes, that's right. It's great when people write in and with their questions. So,
and people, if you're listening and you'd like to be on one of the future horoscope shows, which come up every couple of 3 weeks, simply send it to Chrissy, Chrissie, at jerrypippin.com. And we'll make a phone call or two as well, but let's get to some of the emails. Cynthia, what's her last name? Quint?
Quint, yeah. Yeah, Cynthia Quint.
And she lives up by Sacramento someplace, and she was on our show earlier.
Yes, she was.
Remember her? She was talking about her son, missing her son.
I do.
Her son was gone.
I do.
Now she's asking a question about romance.
That's right.
I think.
She is,
if
indeed.
If I remember correctly.
She's an Aquarian lady, and she has her moon in Gemini. She's a lady who likes to think a lot, and she's thinking at the moment about her love life. So my answer to that is no. There's nothing on the horizon right now.
Wow.
Because
you're bearing a bad news there, Chrissy.
It's not bad news. It's good news. You know, we all want this and this and this from the external. But the thing is, at the moment, what Cynthia needs to be doing is to be working on herself, because she's not yet at a point where she's ready for a relationship. And
well, she has some financial problems, too, if I remember correctly, with her house mortgage and things. So I'm sure it's a very traumatic time for
her. It is. There's stuff to sort out. But I will say that 2009 is looking much, much better. And if she can sort that out, and if she can kind of really work on what she wants, because looking at her chart, I don't believe she really knows what she wants. She thinks she wants a relationship, but what kind of relationship? And she's not kind of there yet. And I think the relationship comes into our life usually when we're kind of ready for them, you know, and it's like she's not quite ready for it. And so I think 2009 is looking much better for relationships in general. So there could be a little bit of loneliness, but she can make it into a positive time when she thinks about what she really wants in life and sorts out more about her son and her finances, and it's that type of time, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm not anti-relationships or anything, but sometimes you're really better off maybe not getting involved.
Yeah, she needs some space. She needs some space to get into a better place, and she will be by the end of this year. If she does some good positive work and clearing up things from the past, which still needs to be cleared up, and we talked about that last time, then by the end of this year she'll be in a much, much better place. So that would be my advice.
You know, when we talk about astrology, at least me, as a layman, I'm not an astrologer, romance, I was thinking about this earlier, that was when I was in high school, we used to, you know, find out what girls' signs were, you know, that's...
Oh, did you?
The old single bars joke, what's your sign, baby, you know.
Oh, did you? Is that your pickup line, Jerry?
Yeah, I was born under her sign. I think it was pawn shop. But
oh, that's funny.
There's other things that astrology can do for you besides just helping you with your romantic life, correct?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a wonderful thing. It's like a blueprint for everything we can achieve in life. And, you know, we often don't really find out what our talents are until we're older. And yet if you have someone's chart, you can see right from birth what their talents are, the kind of scrapes they're going to get into, and the kind of opportunities they should go for. Because how many of us make false starts? You know, I mean, I know I did. And so it's a wonderful thing, and all you need is this birth chart, and it can tell you so much.
You have a book about that.
Actually, that's a good lead-in, isn't it, Jerry?
Yeah.
I do, and that's the reason I wrote the book, How to Read Your Horoscope in 5 Easy Steps, because I know when you look at your horoscope, it's such a complicated thing, it puts you off, and you think, well, I can never learn this. And so I tried to decipher it, because like anything else, astrology has jargon, right? And we just need to learn the jargon. And actually, the 5 steps are looking at the chart as a whole, learning what that means, looking at the planets and their meanings, looking at the signs, looking at the houses. And the houses represent different areas of your life. For example, one house is relationships, one is career, and so on. So looking at the houses and then how the planets react with each other, and then finally looking at the whole thing. So that's it, really. That's it in a nutshell.
Yeah, well, I was looking at a couple of books here by Chrissy Blaze called About Mercury Retrograde, and that's passed for right now, but it'll be back.
Yeah, we're safe at the moment. It's back in May, but we're okay right now.
Those books are available as well. You've really done a bang-up job in writing quite a few books here this year.
Yeah, I've written 4 coming out this year, 2 more later.
Yeah,
it's
wow.
Been crazy.
Don't you have some sort of seminar there in Hollywood this month?
Actually, there's one in London.
In London?
In May.
Okay, in May.
And actually, okay. I'm glad you brought that up, Jerry. It's the Festival for Mind, Body, and Spirit in London.
Uh-huh.
And I'm giving a 4-hour workshop. I know some of your listeners are in London, aren't they, Jerry? Or in England?
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah, we have lots of people in the United Kingdom that listen to us.
I thought you would, yeah.
In fact, we have, I think, an email from somebody in England.
Oh, yes, we do.
Later on.
And I'm doing a 4-hour workshop on that very subject, how to read your own horoscope. And if anyone books for it, and you can book now by going to the Festival for Mind, I think it's festivalformbs.co.uk, I think that's the website. And if
do you have a link to it on your website, chrissyblaze.com?
I will, but my website is under construction right now, and I will in a few days, hopefully.
Well, we'll try to remember to put one up on... your section here at jerrypippin.com.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, that's good.
So you'll be in England in May.
Yeah, I'm giving this workshop in London on the 24th, I think it is. It's a Saturday in May. And if anyone is thinking of booking for that workshop, then let me know. Send me an email. And I will put them in a draw. And I'm giving away 2 free books, basically. So for people who've booked at this workshop.
You have any more emails? We're going to call a guy named Rick here up in Montana someplace in a minute.
Okay, yeah, there's
to talk to him, but I think you have a few more emails. Maybe we need to do a couple more of those first.
Yeah, do you have a D. Michaels? Was born
in Athens,
Greece. I think you have that one. D. Michaels.
Do you have it?
Yes, I do.
Good, because I don't think I do.
Is D a man's name or a woman's name? I'm sorry, I don't know. Do you know, Jerry?
I don't know.
No, it's a D-E-E. So forgive me. Yeah,
it's probably a woman, but it could be a man.
Okay, well, thanks, Jerry, for that useful information.
It's one or the other, more than likely.
More than likely, one or the other, right? Well, thank you. See, I don't like to say he or she and upset them, but nowhere in the email does it say, want to know about changes in his or her love life and personal life that might be coming up. Actually, I will say, this is a very positive one, because there are going to be lots of changes this year coming up. And the thing I want to say to Dee is, get out and about. This is a very, very social time you're in. It's time to, when you get invited to that dinner party or invited to that, even if it's a work meeting, just keep saying yes, 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 yes. Because one thing will lead to another. Is you'll make new friends this year. There's a possibility of romance this year. There's a lot of stuff going on. But the thing is, you've got to keep going out and about, and there's a tendency, I think, you'll feel to like stay home and not want to do it. And if you do that, then you're going to lose the benefit of this wonderful transits that are going on. Does that make sense?
So D needs to get out amongst them.
Yes, learn as
much
as you can,
here in Oklahoma.
Talk to people, communicate with people. It's a wonderful time for doing that, getting to know new people. New people are definitely
coming. Did you say D is from Greece?
He was born in Athens, but I think D is not living there right now, but was born there. So,
I was in Laughlin recently at the UFO Congress and met quite a few people from Greece.
Oh, really?
Mm. In fact, I met quite a few people from around the world.
It's one place I've always wanted to go, I must say.
Well, it's a cradle of civilization, they say, yes. Athens.
And so I'd like to know if Dee was living there now, but there's no indication. So.
Okay.
But this is definitely a year for meeting new friends and new romance. And so, yes, 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 out and about, talk to people, meet people. And even if you don't feel like it, you may be feeling a little bit emotional this year, and try and sort of rise above that. Try and sort of be philosophical about things.
You know, I've found out over the years, especially in this business I'm in, where you do a lot of personal appearances, and you may have the same thing happen to you. Sometimes you just don't really feel like getting out there. But you do, because you're already committed, and when you get there, you enjoy yourself more than you did sometimes when you were looking forward to it. Am I making sense?
Oh, absolutely know what you mean, Jerry. I absolutely know what you mean. That happens to me all the time, because to me, like, whether I'm giving a lecture or something, it's kind of like, I kind of dread it in one way, because it's, you know, it's hard work.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, especially when I was doing entertaining as a comedian.
Yes.
I would... you know, really trying to get all these bookings, and then I get them, and then just before you do them, you begin to go, well, why am I doing this?
Exactly what you mean, Jerry. So Dee might be feeling a little...
But then you do it, and it's successful, and you feel really good, and you meet people, and it goes on and on and on. So, I mean, I think there's something to a little discipline. Well, we're going to do this, instead of just sloughing it off.
Absolutely, and that's a very good thing that you brought that up, because discipline is a key, actually, for Dee, because there's a part of her, and I think it is a her, where she doesn't always feel like doing it. And, you know, so, yes, that is a kind of key for her, especially this year, because she won't always feel like doing it. So just get out there and do it, and you'll be glad you did, Dee, because lots of things are going to come up and lots of new beginnings for you.
And if you keep your eyes and mind open, sometimes people show up in your life of opportunity. And a lot of people I notice, I'm a big people watcher. It's my business, I think, you know, to appeal to people. So I watch them. Sometimes people just miss really obvious cues from other people about business relationships, personal relationships, chances to do things that they'd like to do, but they just kind of, it goes right by them, you know what I mean?
Oh, that's...
You got to stay attuned, I guess.
That's another good point for Dee, actually, isn't it, Jerry? To keep alert to opportunities. That's really something to say to you this year, is, you know, go out and about and meet people, but as Jerry says, keep alert to the opportunities, because they will come. Like, one thing will lead to another. Somebody will say something to you, and don't just slough it off. Take note of it and follow through. And if you do that, it's going to be a spectacular year.
Chrissy at jerrypippin.com. You need to send us basically where you were born, correct? And the time.
And the place. And the question. Yeah.
And that's it.
That's it.
And the question can be anything, I think. Mostly it's questions about romance or money or opportunity or career.
Yes, it is.
Don't you think?
It is, yeah. They're the things that people, you know, I wish it was more, you know, what's my sort of spiritual destiny or, you know, what should I really be doing in this life? But generally the things that trip us up are the sort of shortage of money and the shortage of romance and, you know.
Well, and I think the reason that happens is we all are out there every day in a daily struggle, regardless of what country you're in or what you're doing. There are battles that you have to fight for survival.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes it wears you down.
It does, yes, it does. That's true.
Christy Blaze, we're going to take a break here, and when we come back, we're going to talk to somebody on the phone about their horoscope. I think the fellow lives up in Montana, if I remember correctly. Don't go away, folks. The Christy Blaze Horoscope Show will continue after this word. I would like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a vacation idea for this summer, or really any time, that is unique, different, and affordable. I'm talking about a tour of the Grand Canyon in a van with Marvelous Marv, the world-famous tour guide. Marvelous Marv has lived in the Grand Canyon area for well over two decades, and he will show you things that no other tour guide will, and all the while fill you in on the history and the mystery of the giant canyon itself. When you go on a tour with Marv, you get to see the best viewpoints and the best exhibits. He knows this canyon. He knows this area of Arizona. Now on this page, there's a banner you can click on, and it will take you to Marv's website, where you can get all the answers about Marv and his Grand Canyon tour. This is a vacation you will treasure forever. Check it out, won't you? Marvelous Marv's Grand Canyon.